Good morning. It's 3rd of May. Our New Testament reading today is Acts 11 and 12. I'm going to read to you from Brother Harry Whittaker, and this section is a commentary on Peter's release from prison in Acts chapter 12. I read, "So now, for the third time, Peter found himself in prison, and in more dire danger than ever. Because of the remarkable escape on an earlier occasion, about which we read in chapter 5, the apostle was most strictly guarded. Every 3 hours the watch was changed. 2 soldiers were with him in the cell, chained to him, and 2 others were on duty outside the door. For a whole week the apostle was a prisoner, and all that time prayer was offered for him unceasingly by the brethren. Doubtless they had hoped that in answer to their prayers there would be a third day resurrection, like that of their Lord on an earlier Passover. But that third day had come and gone, and now it was the night before Peter's trial, and their importunity was renewed the more fervently." From this point on, the narrative has an astonishing number of verbal resemblances to the gospel record of the suffering of Christ and his resurrection. Passover, intense prayer as in Gethsemane, Peter asleep, the coming of an angel, the apostles rising up, which is the same word as resurrection. The iron gate was no obstacle, similarly the stone before the tomb. And the disciples believed not for joy. It is difficult to think that these correspondences are accidental. But what precisely is the point of them? When Paul was in prison, he prayed and sang hymns. That's chapter 16. Peter, although shackled to a guard on either side, composed himself for a good night's sleep, even though it might be his last. "I question," says one old commentator, "whether Herod, who condemned him, slept half so soundly." But all at once Peter felt himself being shaken into wakefulness. He must be smote before he could be waked, and his shackles fell off easier than his sleep. First a sharper blow on his side, and then he found himself blinking at an unexpected bright light shining in the darkness of the cell. But the 2 soldiers slept on. The heavenly messenger spoke a brief imperative, "Rise up quickly," and Peter found that he could, for his chains were loose on his limbs. "Gird thyself and bind on thy sandals." Peter had doubtless recalled his Lord's prophecy, "When thou shalt be old, thou shalt stretch forth thy hands, and another shall gird thee and carry thee whither thou wouldst not." That comes from John 21. Now the time of fulfilment was come. But was it? No. For did not this unexpected visitor bid him gird thyself? It was Passover language. For in ancient days Israel had been commanded to have loins girt, shoes on feet, and staff in hand, ready to go forth to freedom. The apostle had doubtless been praying for help as fervently as his brethren in the city, but like them, he was just as unwilling to believe that here was the answer to his prayer. He felt sure, is what the Greek suggests. He saw a vision. It was surely a dream, more than life. But it was not a dream, and his angelic visitor steered him out of the prison into the most useful direction. Then, task accomplished, the deliverer went off into the darkness, leaving Peter to realise by degrees that it was not a vivid dream after all, and that since he had been left quite near the home of John Mark, he may as well go there first of all and get the news of his freedom to his brethren. But first he paused a while in the darkness of the street to offer thanks to God for his escape. Thank you for listening.